This next duo we're going to have coming out actually represent quite a different duet sound. Tony Barron and John Roberts have not been together on the Augusta stage. Yeah, they're great. This is some powerful music. They're both Englishmen by birth from what they describe as the Midlands of England, and they came over to go to graduate school up in Cornell University in Ithaca, both pursuing doctorates in psychology up there. And they hadn't met until they came over here. And they both since settled here in the States, one in Vermont and one in Massachusetts. They've been to Augusta a number of times in different capacities. I know Tony has been here for a step dance week. He's also a great concertina player and singer. And John's a great banjo player and has been here for vocal week a number of times. But they've not been here as a pair since, I think they said 1986. So I think about once a decade is at least enough, or not enough. We ought to get them here as often as we can. But I think they can make their way out here. We're just about ready for them. Let's make them welcome John Roberts and Tony Barron.
About and tall. If the line is wet and warm, don't you ask no more. If you see King George's men all dressed in blue and red, you're being careful what you say and mindful what is said. If they call you pretty names and chuck you neath the chin, don't you tell where no one is, nor yet where no one's been. Knocks and footsteps round the house, whistles after dark. You've no cause to run and look until the house dogs bark. Trusty's here and Pinch's here and see how dumb they lie. They don't fret to follow while the gentlemen go by. You'll be given a dainty doll all the way from France, with a cap of Valenciennes and a velvet hood, a present from the gentleman along of being good. 25 ponies trotting through the dark, with brandy for the parson, a baccy for the clerk. Laces for no questions, isn't told a lie. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, this is John Roberts. I'm Tony Barron. That song was by Rudyard Kipling, a former neighbor of mine in Dummerston, Vermont, just north of Brattleboro, where I now live. He built a house about 100 years ago in Dummerston, and a couple of years ago we had the privilege of singing a whole lot of Kipling's songs at the official reopening of it. Here's this song we learned from a man who collected it up in the Catskills of New York. We used to love driving through Roscoe, New York when we were at Cornell. On the way down to New York City, you drive down Route 17 and you stop at the Roscoe Diner for a break. Yep, I knew people would know it. And this was collected just in the hills above Roscoe.
There once was a fair maid I dearly adored. Her beauty it did shine clear, oh, and all she could find for to ease her sad mind was to wander alone on the shore, oh shore, was to wander alone on the shore. And there was a sea captain who plowed the salt seas. He had sailed the salt seas all around, oh, this beautiful maiden he chanced for to spy. Don't I wish that I had her on board, oh board. Don't I wish that I had her on board. The steward, he ran and he lowered the boat, and quickly he rowed it to shore, oh, and these were the very first words he did say. Fair maid, won't you venture on board, oh, board? Fair maid, won't you venture on board? By coaxing, persuading, she entered the boat, and quickly he rowed her on board, oh. Our captain, he smiled and spat out his chew, saying, fare ye well, sorrow and care, oh care, saying, fare ye well, sorrow and care. The captain, he poured out the richery wine that sparkles so bright and so clear, oh, saying, first you will lie in my arms all this night, and then I'll hand you to my crew, oh crew, and then I'll hand you to my crew. Oh, thank you, oh, thank you, this maiden replied. That's just what I've been waiting for, oh, for I've grown so weary of my maidenhead. As I wander alone on the shore, oh, shore, as I wander alone on the shore. She sat herself down in the stern of the ship. Her voice was so fair and so clear, oh, she sang them so sweet, so neat and complete. She sang captain and sailors to sleep, oh, sleep. She sang captain and sailors to sleep. She robbed them of silver, she robbed them of gold, she robbed them of costlier ware, oh. Our captain's bright sword she used for an oar to row herself back to the shore, oh shore, for to row herself back to the shore. Oh, were me men crazy, oh, were they all drunk, oh, were they sunk deep in despair, oh, to see her get away with her beauty so gay. Don't I wish that I had her once more, oh more. Don't I wish that I had her once more. And yonder she stands, all alone on the strand, waving her handkerchief fair, oh, saying, you are the captain that sails the salt seas. And I'm still a maid on the shore, oh shore, and I am the maid on the shore.
There was this king sitting in his garden all alone, when his brother in his ear poured a little bit of henbane, stole his brother's crown and his money and his widow. But the dead king walked and got his son and said, "Hey, listen, kiddo, I've been killed and it's your duty to take revenge on Claudius. Kill him quick and clean and tell the nation what a fraud he is." The kid said, "Right, I'll do it, but I'll have to do it crafty, so that no one will suspect me. I'll kid on that I'm a dafty." So with all except a ratio, and he counts him as a friend, Hamlet, that's the kid, he kids on, he's round the bend. And because he isn't ready for obligatory killing, he tries to make the king think that he's tuppence off the shilling. Takes a rise out of Polonius, treats poor Ophelia vile, tells Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, Denmark's a bloody jail. Then a group of travelling actors like 784 arrive to do a special one-night gig in Elsinore. Hamlet, Hamlet, loves his mommy. Hamlet, Hamlet, acting balmy. Hamlet, Hamlet, hesitating, wonders if the ghost's a cheater, and that is why he's waiting. So Hamlet wrote a scene for the players to enact, so Horatio and he could watch and see if Claudius cracked. Well, the play was called The Mousetrap, not the one that's running now, and sure enough the king walked out before the play was through. Now Hamlet's got the proof, his uncle gave his dad the dose, the only problem being now that Claudius knows he knows. So while Hamlet tells his mother a new husband's not a fit one, Uncle Claude puts out a contract with the English king as hitman. And when Hamlet killed Polonius, the concealed corpus delicti was the king's excuse to send him for an English hempen necktie, with Rosencrantz and Guildenstern to make quite sure he got there. But Hamlet jumped the boat and put the fingers straight on that pair. When Laertes heard his dad had been stabbed in the arras, he came running back to Elsinore, toot sweet, hot foot from Paris, and Ophelia with her dad killed by the man she was to marry. After saying it with flowers, she committed Harry Carey. Hamlet, Hamlet, no messing. Hamlet, Hamlet, learned his lesson. Hamlet, Hamlet, Yorick's crust convinced him that men, good or bad, at last must come to dust. Then Laertes lost his place and was demanding retribution. The king said, "Keep your head and I'll provide you a solution." So he arranged a sword fight for the interested parties, with a blunted sword for Hamlet and a sharp one for Laertes. To make double sure the old belt and braces line, he fixed a poison sword tip and a poison cup of wine. Well, the poison sword got Hamlet, but Laertes went and muffed it, 'cause he got stabbed himself and he confessed before he snuffed it. Then Hamlet's mummy drank the wine, and as her face was turning blue, Hamlet said, "I believe the king's a baddie through and through, incestuous, murderous, damned Dane," he said, to be precise, and made up for hesitating once by killing Claudius twice, because he stabbed him with a knife, then forced the wine between his lips. He said, "The rest is silence." That was Hamlet at his chips. They fired a volley over him that shook the topmost rafter, and fought in brass knee deep in Danes, lived happy ever after. Hamlet, Hamlet, ain't it gory? Hamlet, Hamlet, end of story. Hamlet, Hamlet, I'm on my way. If you thought that was confusing, you should read the bloody play.
William Shakespeare. One of the classic British actors, John. That was actually written by a Scottish school teacher called Adam McNaughton, who was having problems getting his young students to understand the finer points of English literature. We've been spending a lot of time over last two decades, really, with songs out of the 19th century, either from the English music hall or more recently from American vaudeville, as My work has taken me in the last few years increasingly to families in New England who used to dance on vaudeville in wooden-soled shoes or clogs. And they sang and did little dances, and I'll do you a little waltz clog from the Marley family of Rockville, Connecticut, and you will know the chorus. This is one of those classic music hall and vaudeville songs that everyone knows the chorus to, but the verses have deservedly gone into oblivion. There is a flower within my heart, Daisy, Daisy, planted one day by a glancing dart, planted by Daisy Bell. Now whether she loves me or loves me not, oh, sometimes it's hard to tell. But I am willing to share the lot of beautiful Daisy Bell. All together, Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage, I can't afford a carriage. But you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two. I will stick by you in weal or woe, Daisy, Daisy. You'll be the bell that I ring, you know, beautiful Daisy Bell. Now when things are dark, we can both despise policemen and lamps as well. For there are bright lights in the dazzling eyes of beautiful Daisy Bell. Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage, I can't afford a carriage. But you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two. We will go tandem as man and wife, Daisy, Daisy, pedaling along down the road of life, I am my Daisy Bell. Now, you'll take the lead in each trip we take, and then if I don't do well, I will permit you to use the brake, my beautiful Daisy Bell. Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage, I can't afford a carriage. But you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle belt hotel.
John Roberts with the banjo and Tony Barron dancing. John and Tony, like most all the performers you'll see here this evening, do have some recordings that'll be on sale in the Augusta store, which is located in the lobby during the intermission and also after the concert. Also, this concert is being recorded, and you can order a copy of the Augusta concert souvenir tape also during the intermission. Another intermission feature is that we're going to have a drawing, a door prize in the second half. If you did not see the colorful box in the lobby with little slips of paper for you to put your name on, please take note of that. We're going to give away a certificate that you can cash in at the Augusta store for a free cassette, CD, or T-shirt of your choice. So you can take home one of these on us. So that box is in the lobby as well. They told me this was a long set change here, so I should talk slow. But actually, there's an awful lot to say. This concert is not only the culmination of the Augusta Summer Concert Series, it's also the culmination of our 5-week summer program, which for those of us who work here year-round is the culmination of about 11 and a half months of work and planning. So there's a lot of things get wrapped up here this evening before we all collapse for a couple weeks and get ready to do it all again. We've had a lot of interesting workshops here at Augusta this summer which were new to us, and actually several of my favorites actually happened this week. I was thrilled that we had such a good class that Eileen Carson taught in clogging and movement for teens. This was a first-time shot. Let's give them a big round of applause. I don't know where Eileen is, but it was